Hello, everyone, and welcome to Root Top Radio, the Witch's podcast, all things flora, fauna, and spiritual. I'm your host, Bree, and every week we'll cover topics to help feed you in knowledge and in spirit. Merry meet, witches and friends. I hope that you guys have been having a wonderful week. And as I was thinking about what this episode was going to be about, I was thinking about all the different things that I wanted to cover in the Earth series. And truly, I would be remiss if we didn't talk about something to do with the harvest season. So as most of us know, this podcast actually started out as a Green Witch podcast, which means a whole lot of plants. So I was thinking about the different correspondences with Earth, and something that kept coming up was zero waste, which is a given in today's world. We do really try to reduce, reuse, recycle, but it's obviously nice to not have to go into the three R's and just have zero waste to begin with. So I was thinking about what this might look like in a garden space, and I came across an episode of a podcast called the Epic Gardening Podcast, and one of their episodes sparked the inspiration for this episode. So today we will be talking about zero waste garden eating. So let's settle in, grab a drink, and talk all things gardening. And most importantly, om noms. So when I say zero waste garden eating, while yes, I am referring to composting or vermiculture or anything that you're going to do to make sure that the waste that you are creating when you're cooking is getting reused and then ultimately put back in your garden. But that's not what I'm talking about per se in this episode. At least in the US, we don't eat as much of our plants as we could. Or we have this sort of notion that if it's imperfect, that it's not okay for consumption. So first, I guess my very first point is that, as I'm sure you know, if you are a gardener yourself, that the work that goes into your food, you're not going to turn it away just because there's some little lump or bump or imperfection. But that first and foremost, we are making sure to consume the produce that we do grow in one way or another and not look for that Instagram perfect fruit. We want it, but more often than not, we're not going to get it. It's just facts of life when it comes to gardening. But really, I wanted to talk about the parts of plants that you wouldn't normally think that you could eat. That there are whole parts of our most common garden plants, our most common veggie crops that we don't even eat. So literally half, if not more, of the food that you're growing is going to waste simply because we don't know that we can eat them. I decided to go with the top 12 food garden plants in the US, and those are tomatoes, peppers, beans, mostly green beans is what I'll be talking about, but beans, broccoli, cabbage, carrots, cauliflower, cucumbers, lettuce, peas, zucchini slash squash, this goes for pretty much anything in the squash family, and sweet corn. Funny enough, the only plant in that list that you cannot eat anything additional than what we already consume as a normal is the tomatoes. So tomatoes, the only thing that you're going to eat off of those are the fruit. But let's just roll down this list. I will also make sure that links are in the show notes. So that way you can find recipes, you can figure out how to cook them. Basically, answer all your questions. Going to be in the show notes. So number two, peppers. Obviously, we can eat the pepper fruit, but we can also consume the leaves after they've been cooked, of course. This is quite a common dish in the Philippines. After cooking the pepper leaves, there is a chicken and pepper dish. It's almost like spinach. Beans, specifically green beans, you can eat the leaves of green beans. Again, it's going to be very much like spinach. You're just going to saute them with a little bit of garlic and some other herbs and spices. Now, you can also roast them as well. Bean leaves, however, are a little bit more bland. They are safe to eat. They're going to require more seasoning or more vegetable. They aren't very flavorful on their own. Moving down to number four is broccoli. Broccoli, you can eat the leaves, this flower, which is a traditional broccoli head, that if you let that go, it will bloom into a yellow flower. And you can also eat the stems. Broccoli and other brassicas like cauliflower have their own unique flavor, so they very much stand alone when they're cooked. You can eat them raw, so you could use them almost like a collard green to make a wrap, but they're also very good cooked. So I will leave some links in the show notes for you to go check out recipes to put those into. Cabbage is one that is pretty self-explanatory. You can eat all parts of the cabbage. When I'm talking about zero waste in the cabbage aspect, making sure that you are just trimming off the leaves that you need instead of ripping out the whole thing will ensure a continuous harvest for your cabbage. So that way you're not creating more waste by taking it out, getting a new seed, and starting over. Number six on the list is carrots. Obviously, we can eat the root of a carrot, but you can also eat the leaves. With these leaves, the easiest thing to make is a pesto. It tastes a little different than your typical pesto. You can substitute all that basil out for the carrot leaves if you want to, but it's a little bit more earthy, a little bit more bitey. So if you very much like pesto, maybe try half and half first to make sure that you don't just hate the carrot leaves off the bat. You can also use them in a stock if you want to. A stock like veggie broth rather than a stock like a celery stock. Cauliflower is number seven. It is also a brassica just like broccoli. So you can use those leaves raw or you can use them cooked. And just as with broccoli, you can eat the flowers and the stem as well. Believe it or not, it's actually more common to eat more of the stem than it is the flower. which I know some people are like, what? Wild. But in the U.S., it is the most common to eat the flower and forgo the stem at all. So make sure that you are not overlooking a delicious and nutritious part of the plant just because that's what we are so used to eating in our own country. Number 8 on the list is cucumbers. Now, cucumbers, you can eat the stem tips and young leaves. I do caution you, though, because eating these in any abundance can induce vomiting. So if you would eat them, make sure it's in moderation and make sure that the recipe you are following is reputable. I will leave links to some of those in the show notes. If you plan to consume anything with cucumber leaves, I would find somebody who has done this with success before. I tend to err on the side of caution when it comes to plants like this where, you know, you could hurt yourself, you could hurt your stomach. I would rather be safe than sorry. Just find somebody who knows what they're doing. Number 9 on the list is lettuce. Follows the exact same rules as cabbage. Trim off what you need and leave it to grow. Number 10 is peas. You can eat the pods and obviously the seeds and sides, but you can also eat the young leaves, which works the same way as the bean leaves. Number 11 is zucchini / squash. You can obviously eat the fruit, but you can also eat the flowers, which are very good. You can bread them, you can fry them. There is so many things that you can do with the blossoms. They're very good. You can also eat the young leaves, and there is a plethora of recipes and ideas out there that I will leave in the show notes for you. But I thought the most interesting one was using pumpkin leaves in a mash with a little bit of garlic and oil and chili flakes. Last on our list is sweet corn. Sweet corn, you can obviously eat the corn cob, but you can also eat the young ears of corn, the unfurled tassels, and young leaves. Also with corn, if you don't want to eat the leaves in like a tamale situation, you can also use them in ritual to make corn dollies, wreaths. You can also make Bridget's Cross if you are somebody who is a follower of Bridget or you are of Irish descent. That is something that I like to do, even though I struggle. It's a struggle bus. I'm wondering if I'll ever get better at this. Putting a Bridget's Cross together seems so simple, but for some reason I struggle. These are just a few plants that you could look into to get recipes for the other parts of the plants that we don't normally consume. I figured it is the harvest season, and while you're out there harvesting the fruit, you might as well know all the different ways that you can harvest the other parts of the plants, so that way you can get the most out of your harvest. Also, make sure that you save your seeds for next year. Thank you all so much for tuning in this week. I hope that this episode gave you a lot of information to work with. And I hope that you are enjoying the Earth series. As always, you can find me all over social media, including TikTok, at @root_tap_radio, at my website at roottapradio.com, or you can email me at roottap_radio@yahoo.com. I would love to hear from you guys. I hope that you all have a beautiful week ahead, and until next time, Mary Part, my friends.